I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, and welcome to the best football show. I'm your host, Brian Baldinger, and I'm here nearly every single day. Training camp right in the heart of it right here, and it's still going on, getting ready for week two games. But anyways, you can download a free Odyssey app. You can find this show, the best football show. Like it, subscribe to it, tell all your friends about it. That'd be great as we try to grow the audience. And I'm Brian Baldinger, and you can find me across all the social media platforms at BaldyNFL. Since last Thursday, so 5 days, I've had over 9 million hits on videos that I've posted on a variety of platforms, or 9 million just on Instagram alone, but probably closer to 20 million if you add up everything. So anyways, people are watching. I'm fortunate. Players are watching. Coaches are watching. Fans are watching at Baldy NFL. And we last time I spoke to you, we were breaking down the AFC North. We did an overview of the AFC North. We went in depth with the Baltimore Ravens the last time we talked. I'd like to go in depth with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I saw the Steelers in Latrobe 2 weeks ago. It was July 30th. I saw the Steelers in Latrobe. It was a fully padded practice. They got after it. They started with their 7 shots down on the goal line. I think the offense won that day 4-3. But and then just watching their last preseason game, they have concentrated Omar Khan and Andy Weidel running their personnel departments. They have concentrated heavily on the offensive and defensive lines. And in watching their game this past weekend, I mean, Y.A. Black, their 5th-round pick out of Iowa, he looks like he could have played with the steel curtain. He was just physically a dominant player against Jacksonville. I mean, just throwing people around. You could also say the same thing about, you know, quite a few of the rookies. When you look at Derek Harmon, you know, he's just square. He's just a big square block. They both played around 10 plays. They both were very good. The offensive line was very good. When you look at what they put out there now, Zach Frazier, the rookie last year at center, McCormick, the rookie last year at right guard. You look at Seumalo. You look at Troy Fautano. Fautano now the right tackle, Broderick Jones, the left tackle. I thought they looked good. You know, Darnell Washington caught the touchdown pass from Mason Rudolph. You watch Darnell Washington on that seam route, and you think, why can't he catch 10 touchdowns this year from Aaron Rodgers? Honestly, like he's such a target and he has such a reach. I remember watching him at the combine catching, you know, one-handed passes away from his body. I mean, he's 6'7" and change and he's 200. I don't know what he is, 280 pounds. Like he's an enormous target. And I feel like with Arthur Jones calling the plays, like they're going to be a tight end centric team. You know, you look at Freiermuth right there. Of course, you know, they brought in, you know, they made a trade to go get tight end from Miami. And so I feel like they have a lot of bodies there at tight end that are very interchangeable. It's interesting because DK Metcalf gets all the attention and rightfully so. But honestly, you got to look at Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, who didn't play last year, was hurt all year. But you just watch him run routes right now. Like he looks like he could, you know, be a factor. Robert Woods has been in this league for 10 years. I feel like the Steelers could still make a move for a wide receiver. I still feel like they're loading up. It's clearly they're loading up. We haven't even gotten to the veterans they brought in. But it feels like, and the tight end I was thinking about was Jonnu Smith. But, you know, if you just look at the Steelers bringing in Jonnu Smith, Slay, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, all veteran guys, been around this league a long time. Jonnu Smith has a great, you know, was with Arthur Smith in two different places. In Tennessee and then in Atlanta. You know, he's just that move tight end that everybody is looking to have, and he can still run. He still knows how to get open. I guess the key, honestly, is Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, he was banged up early last year, and he didn't play well. And he didn't play well for a couple of reasons. One, because he knew he was banged up. So he was in a big hurry to get rid of the football. Too big of a hurry. Not letting plays develop. Forcing throws and not being accurate early on. And you just, and it's just a fact of life. You're 40 years old, your legs aren't right. And, you know, your left tackle, Tyron Smith is done. Your right tackle is banged up and Morgan Moses. And, you know, it's just, they never, you know, he didn't trust the protection and rightfully so. And so, you know, he really struggled. I thought early on Minnesota and over in London, he got a chance to throw a winning touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson. He can't make the throw to win the game. You know, it's just, but he did as he got healthier through the season, like against Houston on Thursday night, Halloween, he was awesome. You know, just one awesome, awesome play. He was good towards the end of the season. He was healthier. And so now it's a question of how healthy will he be throughout the whole season? Can he line up for 17 games? And can he move? Because the movement was always a big part of his game, whether it was play action, whether it was escaping a free hitter, whether it was running for a touchdown, scrambling for a first down. His movement was always a big part of his game and a big part of it. It was a lot more than just throwing darts and lasers to you know, to receivers. And so you just don't know. And even watching him in practice in Latrobe, you don't know how much movement he has left and how it's going to compromise how he throws the ball. Because I thought he compensated last year by just using his arm and not really throwing with his lower body. He knows how to throw football as well as anybody's ever thrown it. And, you know, your legs aren't right. Your knees are all banged up. I mean, you're limping out there in some of those games. It affected him. So much is on Aaron. It just is. And so Mason Rudolph is more than capable of winning games. He's got a winning record as a starting quarterback in his league, and he knows the offense. He threw the touchdown to Darnell in the first preseason game against Jacksonville. I'm excited about their defense. Now, Slay and Ramsey, they've got to stay healthy. You know, they're both up there in years. Slay's in his 13th year. You know, Jalen's in his 10th. They both played a lot of games, a lot of snaps. But you put him with Joe, you put those guys with Joey Porter Jr. and Beanie Bishop, it's pretty good. You bring in, you look at the safety situation right now with Deshaun Elliott, okay, and Juan Thornhill, it could be better. I mean, nothing against Minka Fitzpatrick, but he had two takeaways in the last 2 years. It's just not enough. However, the Steelers last year tied Minnesota for the most takeaways in a season with 33. They could break that this year because their front is scary good. You look at these rookies, Derek Harmon, the first round pick. You look at Y.A. Black and what he did against Jacksonville. He was throwing bodies around. He looked like he could have played for the Steel Curtain back in the day. And you add that to Cam Hayward and to Keanu Benton, you know, and then you have, you know, obviously Cam and you have TJ and you have, you know, Highsmith and Nick Herbig. And now you draft Jack Sawyer. Like, there's so much depth at the defensive line position, however you want, position you want to put him in. And then you let Peyton Wilson just go take over at the inside linebacker spot. I mean, just tremendous speed along with Patrick Queen. Like, that defense, I mean, they could be awesome. They could be really, really good. And so, you know, if they take the ball away 30-plus times and Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and you – give Aaron extra at-bats and short fields and some of the things they did last year to get him to 10 wins, it could be really good. I do still...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think they need a receiver. I think, you know, DK is really good. It can't all go to DK. And the tight ends are going to catch passes. And they will. But I'm not sure if Austin and Wilson are enough. Now, maybe I got to see more of Roman Wilson. And Robert Woods, maybe I got to see more of those guys. It feels like they're an elite receiver away from being a great offense. And Aaron Rodgers' health. That's kind of how I look at the Steelers. I tell you, team, as we will continue to break down the AFC North. Next time I'm with you, I'll look at the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. I'll see Cleveland, by the way, on this Thursday. Against the Philadelphia Eagles in a scrimmage. They scrimmage the Eagles on this Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be at the Brown scrimmage on Thursday with the Eagles at NovaCare as they play on Saturday night, Cleveland and Philadelphia. So we'll get a look at Shador. I'll give you my take on Shador when I watch him in practice on Thursday. But I do want to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. I was in Eagan, Minnesota last Wednesday. And I got to tell you, it is, first of all, their facility in Eagan, what the Wilf family did, Ziggy and Mark Wilf, the owners of the Vikings, what they did, those guys are master builders. They built skyscrapers all over the world, but the facility they built, and it's the first time I was out there, it is as beautiful as you can get. It's as first class as you can get. And the players feel that. They do. I mean, the way that they get treated, the facilities, indoor, outdoor, fields, treatment, you name it. They are getting treated as well as any team in this league. Now, the team is awesome. Okay. You look at the upgrades, Donovan Jackson, Ryan Kelly, you know, Will Fries, you get your left tackle back. And then you add the pieces they added to the defensive line, Jonathan Allen, Hargrave, to go with Brian Flores and what he's got. Minnesota tied Pittsburgh with 33 takeaways last year. And I talked to Jonathan Greenard along with Andrew Van Ginkel. I mean, they played positionless football. You don't know where Josh Metellus is going to line up. He could line up anywhere. Harrison Smith is their, you know, free safety, but all those guys are interchangeable. You see Dallas Turner coming on his second season. Honestly, it is. And the thing that is very, very noteworthy and surprising about the Vikings is they were number two in the NFL against the run. That's what allowed Brian Flores, you know, blitz zero schemes and the looks that they gave teams such fits is they put them in passing situations, shutting down the run. Harrison Phillips is a great run player against the run, but they played good run defense. They tackle really well. Ivan Pace Jr. and Josh Metellus and some of these guys that are in there. I mean, they tackle really well. Byron Murphy Jr. is a good tackler. So they are loaded on defense, just loaded. And honestly, it's if I was playing defense in the NFL, this is the defense I want to play on. Because everybody is going to get a chance for interceptions, sacks, tackle for losses. They just because, honestly, if you put seven guys up on the line of scrimmage and the offense decides, well, we're going to pack it in and go max protection against this look, and they keep their back and tight end in, and they send three receivers out, and they drop four guys out of the defensive line to go cover the underneath zones, and the quarterback drops back. He's got max protection. He's got nowhere to go with the ball, and he's holding it. Like the defense wins. That happens so many times. Or they send everybody to get a free hitter coming, and the quarterback is now speeding everything up, and they're throwing an errant ball or a ball that gets intercepted, or they're taking a sack. It is a very, very talented team. And so Aaron Jones looks just as fresh as he's ever looked. He's an amazing player going into his ninth year. He loves playing for Kevin O'Connell. He loves his team. The fact they upgraded the offensive line, I think they're going to be very, very tough. Now, we saw J.J. McCarthy. He didn't look great. Got the ball, out of his hands to Jordan Addison a bunch, who's going to be suspended for the first three games this year. So Jalen Naylor, you know, we got to see who's going to step up. Obviously, Justin Jefferson can handle a more of a workload, but Addison was really good last year and the year before. So, but I don't think J.J. has to be great to start. I think he's got to be efficient. I think they're going to get, you know, the ball back. They're going to get takeaways. They got a good kicking game. I think it just has to be okay to start. Now, you can't stay like that and get to the postseason. But I don't think he has to go out there and force things. And, you know, he doesn't have to be a gunslinger. He doesn't have to do a lot of different things. I think just take what the defense gives you. Be smart. He's very mobile. We saw him run for a first down the other night. I feel like they played Miami. I felt like, you know, he made some good decisions, but I really think – I'm sorry, Chicago played Miami. I got that confused a little bit. But I think that J.J. just has to – he's going to be well coached by Kevin O'Connell. He's going to put him in positions where he has a chance to be successful. But I like the Minnesota Vikings, the way that they're built and constructed. They've done a great job. And then lastly, I want to finish this show today. I know there's a daily report about Matt Stafford and a condition to his back. Nobody knows how bad he is. Honestly, he's not practicing. Coach said if they were playing a game, he would play. Honestly, I'm not worried about Matt Stafford. Garoppolo's getting a chance to play. You know, Stetson's getting a chance to play. That's good because, you know, the chances of Stafford playing all 17 probably isn't great at his age, but they need him during the regular season. It's probably a blessing that he's not practicing right now. Save the legs, save everything for the regular season and the postseason. They have aspirations of making a deep playoff run, and they should. They're a well-built team, and they've got a lot of good youth on that team. But honestly, Matt Stafford is so good at what he does. Like, if he goes to a walkthrough on Friday, September 5th, and he's healthy, he's in the lineup against Buffalo. Buffalo's going to get the best of Matt Stafford. It's just the way he's wired, man. Like, He is incredibly competitive, and he stays sharp. So I don't think it's a big concern at this point. That's just my take right now. Maybe there is something serious there. Doesn't sound like it's going to need any kind of procedure. So sometimes rest for a 37-year-old that's been hit a lot over the last 15 years isn't a bad thing during this time of the year. All right, that'll do it for the Best Football Show. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Like I said, I'll be at the Jets-Giants scrimmage tomorrow, Wednesday the 13th, and I'll be at the Browns-Eagles scrimmage on Thursday the 14th. Look forward to talking to you real soon, everybody. Have a great day, and I'll see you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.